This is David McGilvery on the 28th of July, just entering the live site at Hyde Park, Olympic live site. Just want to kind of put down some of the thoughts on, we've just come in through the gates of the live site, and again, we've already been talking a little bit about the sort of containment and the way in which you're sort of corralled across lanes as if you're going either into Disney or actually what I've just experienced is as if you're going into an airport lounge. You know, the security is very intense. You go through it, two or three different levels of security just to get into what is meant to be a very public celebration, collective engagement, much more open than the actual Olympic venues. And it doesn't really feel that way. It feels like we've just come into the Olympic Stadium in terms of the level of security. So, of course, no food of your own allowed in. Just actually heard someone saying, are we allowed to let them bring chairs in? So we're at a point at which we're not even allowed in a public park to be able to bring our chairs to sit down and enjoy the experience of the live site, if you like, in this space. So it's a huge staffing arrangement. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of security staff here, crowd management staff outside this Hyde Park venue, which just tells you about the scale of the live site experience more generally for the London 2012 Olympics. But, you know, in terms of being able to allow people to experience this. So, I mean, this is ultimately, I think as we've mentioned before, this is ultimately a festival. It feels like I've just entered a Tea in the Park or a Reading and Leeds festival. Now that I'm in, I'm not going to be able to eat any of my own food or use any of my own drinks. I'm going to have to now purchase the drinks that are provided for me, which, of course, as we know, is linked to the sponsor arrangements. Okay, I'll speak to you later.